need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, April Fools and Bonobo Babes. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, or the great Joker in the sky. But one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A
women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Trump has decided to quit the presidency, go bankrupt, start a new TV channel, and leave the White House to Mike Pence and his Christian swinger dominatrix wife.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
April Is it really Fools. Gone?
April Fool's.
Oh, what a
You tricksters have been getting me all day, and I know.
Here's
appreciate
the thing
it.
Is it does sound plausible, right?
Yes,
it could
in my
be.
Dreams.
What could happen? It could be. It is in our dreams and fantasies. I don't think it's in anyone's nightmares at this point, even Trump supporters. but the fact is, I mean, maybe it's an alternative fact. It's hard to say, but it seems like he's still there. In the White House, although he's very sick and
very bad.
He's very bad, and he also, of course, is the biggest April Fool, but I think the joke's on us.
It's jokes on America.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
But he's still sick from his big Trump care fail. Yes, Trump care is all you get. You don't even get Obamacare until you do single payer. That's right. But he's getting very sick. Don't you think?
I mean, that
deep, rich mango color turned sort of to this golden shower gold that then is now seemingly turning to this pale yellow. Didn't it look kind of pale yellow when he was in that... that executive order signing ceremony.
I was actually thinking he looked like he got plugs, that he like actually it wasn't so comb overy, but he just looked so hunched and sickly.
Sickly. Looked very, very canary yellow, the canary in the coal mine. And
wow.
And he's there he's actually signing an executive order.
That looks really.
But the thing is with the executive order that he went to this executive order signing ceremony and then he just kind of leaves. Without signing the executive order. And we're all trying to figure out, did he do that on purpose? Or did he just forget?
No, I think that was definitely on purpose. Max showed me this morning, and I think...
One of the reporters asked him, what about Flynn? He's going to rat on you.
Right.
He seemed to be leaving before that happened. But in any case, he left, and then
you know, it was very funny, very April Fool's to watch Mike Pence struggling to get the papers together and going, okay, okay, like a little clown going into the clown car. Yeah, but the big clown. Where's our big clown? Big clown.
Come on, big clown.
Come on, big clown in
big
the back.
Clown.
There we
Look
go.
At
big
him.
Clown. Yeah, the big clown.
So
leader.
Scary.
Okay, well, you know, it's true. Jokers are scary. Jokers are scary. Jokers
well, when you make
really
it look like that.
Well,
God.
You know, they can be that guy who killed a bunch of people. He dressed up like the Joker. And, of course, the Joker himself was a very scary character for Batman and everybody. And, I mean, you know, one of the things that really bugs me about Trump is that he ruins April Fool's Day. Because, I mean, who can parody what is already so foolish? It's very hard to parody these tweets, in fact, to figure out, is he doing an April Fool's joke there? Or is he just doing a regular tweet? Because his tweets are, you know, oh, the failing New York Times. He's like, he's parodying himself. What was it? The failing New York Times as fake news. We should change libel laws, Max. He's going to change. He wants to change the libel law.
Hey, listen, that's a very.
Is that an April Fool's joke?
That's not an April Fool's joke, and it's a very personal thing for me because I was arrested for criminal libel
right.
back in the 70s, and we overturned criminal libels in California, which overturned it pretty much all over the country.
So this is very important for
bitch.
Sex and politics publishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very right. important for so sex and politics and parody publishing. Parody.
Of course.
And presentations of parodies.
The law in California, yeah, the law in California was only used twice. It was used against Confidential magazine, if you're old enough to remember, and that was a big corporate magazine. And us, we are a little hippie magazine. The big corporate magazine went out of business fighting. We didn't. We just moved from place to place.
Yay!
Good for you.
Fool on you. But it's hard to tell the difference. I mean, I guess all of his tweets are serious, but he praised the news reporting of John Layfield, whose Twitter profile credits him primarily as the longest reigning WWE champ in SmackDown TV history.
Well, there you go.
Every guy is like, there you go. See, right. He knew he was right. That's so, oh my God.
I don't know
gosh.
About that. This
oh,
is the
no.
president, brothers and sisters.
Agreed.
But he is unprecedented. And oh, he's yes. the one that made that joke undeliberately. you know, many months ago. But anyway, yeah. Our Trump is sick Trump, and he's now dunce Trump. And actually, Clemmy made this hat, right?
Clemmy,
and
it is so.
KKK,
beyond.
Right?
It, well, it she comes up K-K-K. To my room. She comes up to my room as I'm getting ready and knocks on the door. And she's like, you know, I have to write dunce on the actual dunce hat because it just looks like he's KKK. And I'm like, is that a problem?
Right. No, I mean, hey.
Are we having an issue?
KKK or dunces, I guess you could say.
Oh, my God, that's such a good picture.
Certainly his hair fits into the cap very well.
Oh, my God.
And his head, the way he thinks, I guess, fits in. To this kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, we're dealing with the big April Fool in the White House today on April Fool's Day night in Bonoboville. So, you know, some fools should be rewarded for entertaining us, and some fools should be punished for...
Yeah.
You know, scaring us and hurting us and deporting us and taking away our rights and
bad fools.
And being very funny about it too, so
being
they're distracting
very naughty.
Us from the fact that it's really hurting us.
Boo.
You know, laughing all the time and
even the cows
as our rights
them.
Go trotting away. That's really, really worthy of punishment. So we have tonight a very lovely dominatrix to administer both rewards and punishments. And please put your hands together for a very warm welcome for Mistress Erica.
Yay. Yeah.
Mistress Erica. Mistress Erica, come on up here. Yes. Look at, oh, but before you do, why don't you just show
off
this outfit? And somehow the black and white theme is in tonight. She had a
we
psychic
all felt
feeling.
It. Well, I broke it.
There's something foolish about black and white, I think. That
it's hitting both sides of the boat.
It's a clowny thing, yeah. It's very. But that is... Wow, and look at the way she handles that microphone between her legs.
Like she's ready for
if
it.
If you're in the cheap seats and just listening, you really should watch. Right. I guess we showed that on Facebook. I guess that's okay.
Is this one
yeah, no, microphones between the legs are okay on
microphones
Facebook.
Between the legs
nipples
are
not.
Okay. Nipples are not. And no. Actual penises between the legs.
No penises
but
big, between the legs.
You know, but
they're
sort
so
of
uptight.
Medical instruments inside of a mouth like a dildo. That's okay.
He's lucky for that.
He is, except this has been inside of a pee-pee hole. Not going to say whose. But, you know, Trump's mouth is kind of like a pee-pee hole.
I so agree, but
no offense to pee-pee holes. Microphone.
Oh.
It is on.
Okay, let's try this one.
Oh, that one's better. I just don't want you to stretch.
Welcome back to Bonoboville, Mistress Erica.
Thank you.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yay. Happy April Fool's.
Hey. So we had you here in Bonoboville for Thanksgiving.
That's correct.
And that was fun. You know, you spanked a bunch of people. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Yeah, you're back. After
and I'm
all.
Back.
You are. And so have you had many adventures?
She has to put on her headset.
There you go. Yeah. She likes to just put that mic between her legs.
Yeah,
you
know? I think that was
a thing.
I can't help myself tonight. Since I was last here, a lot's happened.
Yeah.
I've ended up co-hosting Triple X Porn Star Radio on the Saturday evening slot. Yeah.
Wow, Triple X Porn Star Radio.
Yeah.
Does that mean you interview Triple X porn stars or they do porn on the radio? Is it like radio sex?
You know, it could be a combination of both. You know, we interview various porn stars, performers, wherever they're at in their career. And 2 weeks ago, I had Mike Horner, and I had known him for, you know, a couple of years. So, to score an interview like that and, you know, 8-time AVN winner and 13-time nomination, so...
Great.
And that week, we were having a really good conversation about piracy, which is such a big problem in the industry. And so I kind of started the interview off like that. We were, you know, kind of leading into that. And it really...
People stealing other people's material?
Yeah, and that's why there's so many tube sites and so many people, they don't pay for their porn, you know? I mean, and so many performers are struggling right now.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's probably
how we're going to stop that. Mm-hmm.
That's probably a Bannon company that's operating out of Luxembourg.
Bannon, yeah. Right.
That actually owns all those porn tubes.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
That's correct, right.
Yeah.
Did you say, like, Bannon, like Steve Bannon?
I said oh, my God.
I said it's probably a Steve Bannon company.
Yeah, right.
I like a to Steve. Think that's what it is.
We're expecting him tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. He's going to be here.
Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
We have a
and
few
Howard Sperm
special
should
guests.
Be here.
Howard Sperm.
Shirley. Sperm.
And Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. And Howard Johnson.
I'll take communion off her ass.
But they're all late.
And Warren Buffett.
They will all
oh, I hope he sings a song.
Warren Buffett.
On his ukulele.
Buffet.
Warren. Aww. All you can eat buffet.
Warren Buffett.
Which is important because we have to make America eat again because with Trump's budget, we're all going to be starving, except for people like Buffett and Drumpf.
I can't wait till they take away the food stamps from all those Trumpers.
You know, I feel sorry for
I
them.
I do, too.
Aww.
It's a classic aww.
Now, is that made in China?
You know, I think it is. I think we saw that it is made in China. It's not
I'm
here.
I'm not psychic.
But
I just had a wild guess.
Like the box said that, right? But, you know, we're kind of working on him. We're working on Trump, as you can see. As we work on many of our sex therapy clients, I'm not saying if Trump is a sex therapy client, but we
he
figured
be.
Before you can make America great again, Trump, you got to make America eat again and make sure that those kids get their school lunches and old people get their meals on wheels and basic stuff like that before you get all your fancy missiles that you like as much as Mistress Erica likes her microphone. Oh. Yes.
Mm. You go.
I go. And I will now introduce my other guest,
yes,
who is my comic guest, I guess we have. We're
going to decide if he gets rewarded.
Well, you know, that's a big thing that we're going to decide. Come on up here. You can. This is Mark Hoadley, brothers and sisters.
Hello.
Oh. Happy April Fool's Day. That's a whoopee cushion. That's a fake whoopee cushion.
Well, you know, it's
alternative. The hand, the whoopee. And so welcome to Bonoboville.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Right. You're a comedian, right?
I am.
That's your profession.
That is one of them.
One of them. What's the other one?
I'm a film producer. I'm an actor. I'm a writer.
Which one pays the bills?
Well, you know, they all kind of pay the bills.
Oh, really?
But I got to take a little from here, a little from there.
And help America to make America eat again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a good Jamaican with 17 jobs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
so
Mom.
One of your jobs is that you're a comedian. And so what do you feel is the best thing to do? Like, I'm always nervous on April Fool's Day that somebody's going to play like one of those horrible practical jokes on
me. Right.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, the thing about April Fool's Day is I could always see it coming a mile away if someone tries to play one of those jokes
on me. March 31st.
Like, yo, come on, you know. It's like, you're not going to fool me. Don't try it, you know.
Oh.
How you fool me is you tell me you're going to book me in some place and I show up there and I find out I'm not booked, you know.
See, that's one of those terrible April Fool's jokes that deserves a spanking.
Actually, Obama, Trump is booking a lot of people.
Yeah, I heard that, so I got an eye out for him.
All right, so you better be careful, or you'll end up on the other side of the wall.
Booking them into what? America's biggest growth industry, prison?
Oh, ouch.
Right, burn.
It is. Okay, so, you know, we're all April Fools. I got my little gesture thing going on here. And really, we're fools for love.
We are.
Aren't we all?
Right?
I know I am.
I don't know. Are we all? Are you?
Is
a fool for love?
Absolutely. I can be. I've been fooled in love before.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, there's a song that says, fools rush in where wise men never go.
Fear to tread.
What is the name of that song?
Yeah, right. Fools rush in where wise men fear to tread.
Oh, that's it.
That's not the name of the song. It's a line from
the
song.
The line
but
from
it's
the
sort
song.
Of implying that fools are, you know, kind of
I'm
brave.
I'm a fool.
Brave and
sage
adventurous.
Words,
right. Yeah. Right. But wise men don't go there. Wise men stay single? What? I mean, or just, you know.
I'm single.
married to keep, you know, the family legacy going, like Miss Drumpf, maybe. I don't know. So you've been fooled in love. Are you married or are you single?
No, I am divorced.
Yeah, you were fooled in love.
I lost my wife and my house.
All at the same time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of my choice.
So are you a fool for love? Is that why you became a dominatrix?
I think I have been at one time or another.
Yeah, you have been a fool for love? Or have you been the one to fool and get the house?
A little bit of both, yeah. Different times. I win sometimes, I lose sometimes.
Yeah. I guess that's true of us all. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose.
It's a way of life.
You know, so, but you have a way of getting back at people that,
I do.
You know, and that is your... did you bring any of your instruments of torture and
pleasure? I did.
You did? Where are they?
They're right over here.
Oh, they're over here.
Should I
would just see what you brought to torture us with.
Okay, I'm going to bring back...
Wow, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I got these bull leather floggers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Are you into BDSM?
Well, I could be.
It's April Fool's Day, and he's a fool for love.
Yeah.
So maybe he might be a fool for pain.
Yeah,
see.
Well, look at you over there. Who knows?
Don't knock it till you try it. I have here a riding crop.
Riding crop, yeah. You ever been smacked with a riding crop?
No.
No,
but
never.
You know, not ever.
You ever been flogged?
You know, here's the thing. And I used to have 13 horses.
Mm-hmm. 13 horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lived on a farm in Ohio, but no.
You were beating the wrong
you beat
thing.
You beat the horse?
No. Oh, never did. Never even had one of those.
Okay. I was going to say.
Oh, my.
Right. Quid pro quo. Right.
And I see
well, you thought of it, but when we produced this, look at this beautiful wow. instrument of
wow.
torture.
See, it's this that really stings.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She just giggles.
This is,
she's
this
like,
is
I know.
A real,
I guess
like
he knows
whip.
He's turning red.
Yeah. Yeah, like your shirt. I guess you wore the shirt to make it seem that you weren't turning red.
To mask everything.
Right, right, right.
I'm not
got
a fool.
Right.
I didn't raise a dummy.
Right, right.
Well,
but you are a fool
for
love.
Yes, yes, yes.
A fool for love. You know, by the way, shout out to Sam Shepard, who wrote a very serious play called Fool for Love mm-hmm. that was an excellent play, and it's about two people that were passionately in love with each other and in this hotel room and kind of fighting back and forth, and then it turned out they were brother and sister.
Oh.
Oh.
Holy moly.
One thing you don't want. God.
They had the same father.
So what
but
happened?
They met not knowing, and they fell in love, and then they found out.
What happened if they found out?
Yeah.
Well, all kinds of horrible things.
But did it come together, though?
Well,
I want to know.
You got to see the play.
Incest is
fine,
best.
Fine, I'll wait.
So they say, huh?
Incest is best.
Is that your belief, or that's just something you heard?
This is what
dominatrix
they say.
School. Yeah.
I learned that it's a dominatrix school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Personal experience, Eddie?
Role
play. Role play. Role play. Do you role play dommy mommy or sister with a whip?
You know, I think it's been a little bit of everything at one time or another.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, all the cousins, the whole familia.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family. Keep it in the family.
But yeah.
That's what they say, right?
Right.
I hear
keep
that.
It any
in the
jokes
family.
Along these lines, or is this out of your?
Oh no! No.
Yeah, you got any jokes with respect to like incest and?
No, I haven't developed any in that subject matter yet. No. It's usually my audience.
Right.
It says you have to know your audience.
Right. You have to know the audience.
And I know mine, which is one reason I brought the subject up. No, I mean, you know, it's a common fantasy. Hey, Freud was not like just, you know, shooting out his ass like somebody here. He meant it. And, you know, a lot of guys have this Oedipus complex where they're kind of stuck on their mom. A lot of girls have a daddy complex. Why do we think
Absolutely.
This guy got elected by some women? Some women voted for the big dunce with the KKK hat on his head because he resembled their abusive daddies.
Absolutely.
You know, this but is a daddy issue.
He also keeps it in the family. You know,
this
is whole
yeah.
fucking
oh
family
yeah.
working
Ivanka.
There.
I can't even
and
get
Ivanka's just
real
down the hallway.
Lady is down
so
the hallway.
Creepy.
Yes, Ivanka is very close by. That, you know,
it's crazy.
There's something about that. I mean, come on, folks. This is a very close daddy-daughter relationship that.
He did say he could he see did. Himself being with Ivanka if she was not his daughter. But that last part, I think I'd cancel out.
Yeah. Well, if she was not, you're right. But he did say that, and he does have her in the
Wait, did he
White
really
House.
Say that?
He said it yes. years ago, but he did, yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Can I say fuck? Oh, my God. That's okay, okay. I don't remember hearing that. That's horrible.
Yeah, we're not getting this just from the fact that there are pictures of him squeezing her ass.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. That's all I have. All I have is the visual alternative facts. But now that I hear, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Now, by the way, this is our fantasy Trump here. Of course, we have something stuffed in his mouth so that he can't speak. He's under gag order in Bonoboville.
And he's getting health care.
And he's surrounded by pussies,
you notice.
He has
a special nurse taking care of him.
He's surrounded by pussies that he can't grab.
Right.
Because he has no hands.
Right? Reading the Bonobo
we took
way.
His hands away. And he is being forced
we
to read the
we cut off his
way.
Hands.
Yes.
Yes.
We did. We're a little sadistic.
We are.
Yeah. You know, you have to be with him.
Well,
I like to think so a little bit. Just a little bit.
You like to think so.
I do, you know. I think that, you know, as a nurse, he deserves to get what he has coming with his health care. He treats people so horribly that maybe he deserves to be a little sick and crumbly himself.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he
if you saw him when he walked out of that, he was like kind of huffing and puffing.
Does look a little over exhausted.
And
I'm telling you that the hair is going from mango to golden shower gold.
I agree that it's washed out. It's washed out.
It's now looking kind of gray yellow. Like, yeah, this silver yellow thing going on. So there is some hope.
There is.
I pray on it every day.
Yeah, and
I agree with you. It does. It's looking lighter, like a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm. And so we still have him, though. So, so here we are in Bonoboville, right? In Bonoboville, but you know we're moving along. And hey, last week we had the Penthouse Pets.
Oh.
Right.
And Layla Sin and Christiana Sin, and they signed our Penthouse magazines and a lot more.
They
than
did
that.
a lot more.
Right, they did a lot more.
They did stuff.
They did some stuff.
they got very naked and they did some. You know,
there's a lot of liquory,
ass liquory.
Damn.
Yeah. No, it's good.
You guys missed out.
I did miss out. I hear that.
Yeah. You can go to Bonoboville and watch it. You know, Bonoboville.com.
No, actually, right now in Bonoboville, you're watching us.
Oh, well, right now, yes.
You could go to drsusanblock.tv and click on the Penthouse Pets, and there you are.
And then we are. Liquory.
Watch that liquory.
It's nothing like being there in person. Though.
Oh, my
but
God.
There's nothing like person.
Oh, they were wonderful.
And they have such soft tongues.
Oh, my God.
And they smell so good. I wish it was scratch and sniff television.
There's not a page in there.
A week. Down, Elmer. Down, Elmer. Down, Elmer.
And they loved you, Dr. Susie.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe
they
were told to, but I don't care.
I don't care.
I mean, when you have Penthouse Pets, like, you know, making you the meat in their sandwich, you don't care what the
motivation
is.
Oh, they wanted to. There was no forcing in that department, that's for sure.
They also liked you a lot. They were all over you.
I'm always encouraging beautiful girls.
Pet, you could be.
You know, I like being a Bonoboville pet. Mm. I think I'm just make a good Bonoboville pet.
You do.
And Dr. Susie's pet. So.
Yeah,
I'd concur.
We concur.
Let's hear it for Gypsy Bonobo.
Yeah. Yay.
And
thanks, guys.
Let's see. So.
And her new selfie book.
We're going to have a new selfie book.
We're getting there, and we're putting
it. We're getting there.
Me and Max put together.
Took a little while.
And you go.
Wow.
They're all over the place, and they're naughty, and they're fun, and every girl should know how to take cute photos, if not for yourself, but for the dudes you want. So
thank you.
Right? I think that, you know, it's for both worlds. It's for both ends, and I like making everybody happy. So.
Both ends. Huh?
Both ends. And both speaking ends. Of all of her ends, including the end that speaks, she is also one of our most popular therapists. In the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Dr. Susie's the most popular, but I learned from her, so you should talk to me and then talk to her too. So it's great.
We're all talking to each other.
We help the fools for love, and that includes, you know, people that voted for Trump.
You know, and like Dr. Susie says, we encourage them all. We love you all to talk to and to teach you and to. Hopefully, maybe stick like a strap on in your mouth. I don't know what I get to do.
You deplorable thing, you. Yeah.
See, now you're a deplorable.
Or
oh
make
my
medical
God.
Play all over you. Yeah.
Medical play.
So, April 1st, April Fool's Day, is a special day in Bonoboville, partly because it's Johnny Jungle's birthday.
Johnny Jungle, come on.
This is Johnny Jungle.
And here he is,
the birthday
Johnny
boy.
Jungle.
And he's
already started my jungle experience for tonight.
Are you going to get in your birthday suit?
No.
Well,
I'll get in some of my birthday suit.
You know,
I see you cut your hair.
I did.
Yeah. Oh. And do we want to give a shout out to the hairdresser?
Yeah.
Mark Brown. Mark Brown is the finest hairdresser.
He's taken 5 years off my life in a good way.
There we go. So, good thing to do on your birthday. Get yourself a haircut.
Watch out, buddy. I got some.
All right. Okay, so we have a little bit of dueling comedian thing going on here. And it is April 1st, which is Johnny's birthday. And speaking of your birthday, Johnny, I feel so bad because, you know, we got some things addressed to your other name, which I won't mention, but I forgot that that was your name.
Right?
And so we told them to return to sender.
No, you did not.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
you're
we did.
Lying. You almost got me, but you
April
did.
Fools!
That was pretty good, though. Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Look at that. Johnny got all kinds of love. Yep. There he is, out in nature at the ball game.
Indian Wells, it's a tennis match. Just want to shout out to Roger Federer, who's going back to the top in tennis. So,
all right.
Yeah, I always get the same reaction. Nobody gives a shit about tennis.
Nobody gives a shit about tennis but me. All right. Yeah.
Do you give a shit about tennis?
No.
No.
But she likes
to try golf and smack those balls.
You look like a sports announcer, actually. You could
really. Yeah. You know what? I've been called everything, so that's just pretty damn bad, though.
Do you like to have your balls smacked?
Well,
I mean, somebody say ball smacking.
I knew that.
She's
would
got
get
her eyes
excited.
On you and,
right.
and your balls
ball
right
smacking.
Now.
Right. Right. Well, you know what happens on birthdays sometimes.
You know what happens to bad comedians.
Your birthday.
Sometimes. I don't know. It might have to be a comedian, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, last comedian
standing.
Kneeling, right?
Bending over.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, do you have anything funny to say?
What are you talking about? Where have you been, Dr. Susan? Where are you been?
No, actually, I really enjoyed hearing you do your spoken word poem that you did for me the other day.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping you, we have time.
Oh, good.
You know, do you want to do that?
I'd
I mean,
love
that's
to do
sort
that.
Of funny. I mean, it's, but it's meaningful.
It's meaningful. This is my birthday. You know, I feel like I want to do something more than just entertain. I want to make people, you know, think deeply about life.
Because
really, right? Like we're all close to a new year, right? And also our birthdays, we all have one. And I think it's a really good time to just take a little inventory and see, you know, what you want to do in this next year of life. So that's what I've been doing today. So
all right, so we're gonna
so
judge
it's a poem
this,
of reflecting.
Whether he gets Bonoboville
it's a
communion
poem.
Or
I'm excited.
Spanking.
I'm gonna have to stand up for this. Oh, okay. You guys found some. You dug deep for those pictures.
Wow.
That was from kindergarten. Nice catch.
Harry Sapien is one of the producers, as is Del Rey. So it's all their fault.
I'm gonna start with a little bit of a new one. I don't think you've heard this one.
Okay.
All right. And this is, I know, any shout out to New York City. Anybody
Start
from New York
with.
City or lived in New York City? All right, I heard someone. No?
One person.
All right, funny guy. All right, so I used to live there, and when I you know, whenever you make a new move in life, it's cool to make a little rhyme. So if you haven't done that yet, and here's this one.
Watch what's over your shoulder.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Okay, you listen
All right.
up.
Well, liquid, I was going to say liquid courage, but, you know, floppy courage. All right, here we go. A new sheet, a new beat, a new city to roam. Got all the accommodations without no trepidations. Feeling free, feeling chi. Without no expectations. Coming alive, catching the vibe, soaring to new elevations. Walking around, hearing the sounds, grooving to the action. Stopping to see Greek mythology on top of old Grand Central Station. At the park with my pad, grabbing some brand new sensations. If I stay, my heart prays for some new realizations. Because you see, mine will be a path of uncertainty. Because I choose to choose and not live through my TV. So be my friend and let's end this crazy desperation. Starting a new, mapping a view of a whole new creation. You and me, we can be unlimited potentiality. So move your feet, grab the beat, and breathe in a new reality. Dun dun. Breathe in a new reality. Dun dun.
Breathe in a new reality.
Dun dun. Breathe in a new reality.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm winning. had breathing in and out becomes too much, give us a call at 213-291-9497.
I don't know about these white guys rapping.
Right, huh?
You know?
They're making us face reality.
It was spoken word. I don't call it rapping. Come on.
It's not exactly rap. That's like a thing called spoken word, except maybe, I mean, after all, it is his birthday. Does he deserve a spanking?
Well, we gotta check this guy out first. We gotta see what he's got.
I don't know. It's not his birthday.
I mean,
yeah, it ain't mine.
I thought it's you. Yours. Wait, wait, wait.
And there's a big ass whip over there.
I saw it, dude. I was like, no. I think hopefully the mistress brought something else.
Okay.
What's appropriate? But,
I don't know. We gotta. I think we need to find out from the audience whether I deserve it because I happen to think I was pretty successful.
I like to think that regardless of your success and your rap, which was, it was very adorable and cute, but you will get your spankings. It is your birthday and that is an American tradition that you're going to have to at least pull down your pants. You can keep your underwear, but you got to take a beating.
Whoa.
Whoa.
A beating. Gypsy's, well, you know what, Gypsy, talk about taking a beating. I've seen you take yours, so.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know where Harry Bonobo is or Max. I'd like to see Max take a beating.
It's not his birthday.
It's not his birthday.
I'm way
it's
too old birthday. And way too delicate.
No, we want to see your butt, Max. We do. The world
he
deserves.
Has a
the
really
world deserves
nice butt.
To see your butt.
He does have.
Do you know something? I
got to
tell
nice
you something.
Butt.
I was the first centerfold before play. What was the
playgirl?
Playgirl.
You were
right. And
naked.
Then Reynolds. What's his name?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Copied
he did
you.
It. He did it 6 months later. Yeah, he did it 6 months later. I did it in the L.A. Star, which was L.A.'s, I published it, it was L.A.'s largest underground newspaper at the time.
And
out
Burt
in
Reynolds.
The woods on a wall.
Oh, you look so handsome. And Burt Reynolds is so hairy that he practically didn't look naked.
That's right. And right. you could actually see my penis.
Yes.
His was canceled
right.
out.
Right, his was like covered up with his hand so you could tell how small it is. Cause
and
his
all
hand.
His chest hair going down.
Right, and that, all that hair.
Yeah, and all that hair.
I mean, it's very bonobo and everything, and I love it for that reason. But he barely looked naked, so I don't know. But yeah, Max has a great butt. But you know what? This show is not that long. And we have special guests. And next week, actually, Max and I will be the stars of the show because it's going to be our 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow. Awesome.
That's why I have silver things around. I'm exploring the silver thing.
All right,
we have
a silver dick.
A gift. We're registered at Macy's.
Yes. We're.
Are they still in business at Macy's?
Yeah. They are.
Right. Okay, cool.
Macy's, that's where I feel like, will ever, for always
Tiffany's.
Being business. They're always there.
How about Tiffany's?
Oh, Tiffany's. Yeah, I don't know.
Says every guy ever. Oh, Tiffany is about that. Yeah.
Max really wants to be registered at Home Depot.
That's it.
Home Depot.
Home Depot. That's it.
Yeah.
Although we got rid of the guy that started it, who's a fucking right-wing asshole. Excuse
All right.
me.
Eat more chicken.
Oh, that's right. So... We're all very funny and everything, but we gotta have some spanking.
Right. When in Bonoboville, right? You gotta.
We need a spanking.
I agree.
Wait a minute. Why don't you let Mark do his routine and then we spank him?
Oh my God!
We have time. Okay.
Maybe, or we still do it the other way around. Whatever you like.
Do you have a routine?
Well, I mean, mine is stories, and they're minutes long. So
minutes.
So if you want to do spanking. Maybe I'd get that out of the way, and I'll tell you.
One story.
I sense a little nervousness.
How about a fool?
I'll tell you a story.
A fool for love story.
Well,
or anything.
How about I tell you a story of what happened to me on a plane flight?
On a plane flight.
All right. Yeah,
we've all been on plane flights. We can relate to this.
Well, maybe I should shy away from this. Look, they're only jokes, but there's truth to these jokes, okay? Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what makes them
funny. All right. Well, here's the deal. I took a short flight, and I had a layover on this short flight. And I don't know if you're aware, but they still fly these twin-engine little prop planes, okay? So we're in line, we're going down the corridor, and I'm standing behind, let's say, nothing like any lady in here, but this large woman. Uh-huh. And as they're going down, they're asking the weight of each individual so they can make sure that everything's proportioned on the plane. Mm. So they ask her, as she's boarding, okay, ma'am, what is your weight? And in her beautiful southern accent, she says, well, I'm 130 pounds.
Oh, really?
Now I'm standing behind her,
and I'm looking, I'm thinking, oh, shit, in your dreams.
Three times, you know? As much as that.
Yeah, so I go up, and they ask, okay, sir, how much do you weigh? Now I've got to add another damn 100 pounds to my weight to make sure this plane is level and doesn't fall out of the damn sky. It's like, you know, I'm thinking, ladies.
It's your civic duty.
It is. I had to do that.
Security.
So I'm thinking, look, if you're going to fib about your weight, lots of people do that, but save it for your dating profile sites.
Right.
Not on an airplane.
No. Okay.
I'll be boom, boom.
Okay, I think that could get a spanking. But, but.
Was really laughable.
Okay. But it's true.
It's true.
And that's
There's
the
truth.
Sad thing about it.
No, I hear the truth in there. I do. I always wonder, you know, why the big people don't have to pay. Anyway, I don't want to say it because
don't
it's
say
very
that.
Politically incorrect.
They'll be picketing out there
who cares
right
about
in front.
That, though,
I
right?
guess I do because I'm, you know, I've got a politician in
oh, that guy.
Bed.
The airports make everybody frustrated in one way or
understatement.
Another. In one way or another, and they're unfair in many ways.
Yeah.
All right.
Many ways.
So I think we have ample reasons to actually punish any of our guests. Really. I mean, we could reward them also, which maybe we'll do in the second half.
You should punish him for his laughable jokes.
No.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. Hey, we're all gluttons for punishment in some way.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that was a confession, Mark.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Joe Williamson arranging for Mark and his ass to be here.
Yeah, thank
Joe,
you.
Joe, great guy.
Thanks,
what a great guy.
Thanks so much, Joe. It was laughable.
He arranged for my ass to be here.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
And did they tell you what this was, what the Howard Stern show on what?
On steroids.
On steroids.
Yes.
Kinda. All right.
Howard Sperm. Howard Sperm.
Yes, that's
where
a guest, right? That's a guest tonight.
A guest.
Howard Sperm?
Howard Sperm. Yes.
Yeah.
He's late, though.
He flaked out.
You know, a lot of these people are flakes.
Yeah. Hollywood.
They're scared. You guys are courageous. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Is that what we are?
Well, we're working.
I think she knows something we don't at this point.
We're working people. We show up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's not like you guys up there don't show up.
But isn't this the dominatrix of your dreams?
Absolutely.
Brothers and sisters, let's give a hand to Miss.
She's a little too happy and excited, it seems like.
She just loves her.
You want a miserable dominatrix?
Well, I know, I love it because sometimes, you know, I've seen,
yeah,
you know,
some of
they're
them are
angry
mean and
angry. You know,
no,
they don't look angry.
Actually, I just want to have a little moment.
She's a sensitive dominatrix.
Opposing because Mistress Erica is the winner of the Susie Award for 2016.
Hey, women.
For sweetest.
Thank you.
Mistress.
Aww.
Yes. She is.
Awesome.
Can we have a picture?
Woo, 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 woo.
Sweetest mistress.
If I was going to have a dominatrix, I'd want
nice?
A sweet one.
Let's have a little photo op.
Really?
I would too.
To whisper sweet things in your ass, she's spanking your ass.
Yeah, or
yes. Well, she is very sweet, and you know that's part of being a good dom.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
By the way, you can't keep that trophy. Okay,
no,
we only have one.
We only have one. We recycle them all the time.
I'd want a sweet dominatrix or a really mean submissive. One of the two.
Well.
Combination of both.
I like to think Mrs. Erica, we get both.
So, okay, so what do you have as a beginner type of thing? What would you say is good for someone that isn't into pain, but that needs to be punished, and what should we use? Like maybe a flogger.
You know, floggers are really good. I mean, sometimes, you know, bare-handed spanking does the trick, too.
Bare-handed.
Yeah. I've done that many a times.
Now, see, bare-handed. You boys, that is really
maybe
a,
I should know what
gift.
It feels like since you know I'm the
yeah,
one that usually
you are the birthday boy.
Gives
I think
them.
You should know, you know,
okay.
Find out what it feels like. Okay, so
absolutely.
Over the knee. I mean, yeah,
I will hold your
over
the
knee. Spanked,
I think over the knee. It's a birthday boy. It's like a
it is his birthday.
Time traveling back to childhood. Were you ever spanked as a child or not?
The big moment.
No, no. So therefore,
he's unbuttoning his shirt.
Okay, where's the microphone? I need.
Wait, where's he getting spanked at?
Grab that microphone.
I gotta pretend I'm as buff as Ikor the Wolf right now. So yeah. I want a wolf sound right now. Howl.
Howl.
Ow. Ow.
Damn, that's a howl.
Ow.
Come on, backstage.
Okay.
Our special.
Johnny Jungle is getting ready for the jungle.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right, mistress, so, where do you want me?
You know, the thing is, we're not spanking your top. We're spanking
your
bottom.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get ready.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to do
over the knee, right? Yeah. I'll hold the
so
mic.
So you got to take off those pants. Those pants. Yeah, you hear that? Yeah. That's those pants. What?
I'm going to let Gypsy run this because I am technically a boss and
I
don't
want to. Look at it. I feel like he wants Mistress Erica. I mean, he just walked right over there.
He did, didn't he?
Ready for it. He's
maybe
like, I don't
help
need
with
Gypsy.
One of the mics,
so,
you know, to
Dr.
Hear.
Susan.
Yes.
His article got.
And she like means that stuff too.
Oh my
hits.
Gosh, I'm in the wrong spot.
So that's what he gets. He gets 8,000 hits.
Oh, oh maybe
that's what it says. That's what it says. You get
everyone's
8,
getting
000,
very
8,
excited
hits.
Out there.
Whoa.
That was. How? I think she was very sweet.
That was sweet? Or,
no, she's not.
That was sour? Oh.
That was.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
This is about as hard as I think I've gone in my sex life.
Wow. Is it okay? Are you okay with that?
I'm like at the threshold. But
you're
at
the threshold. A little softer, please,
I'm an
sweet,
Aries. I'm an
sweet
Aries.
Mistress. A little softer for the birthday boy.
Oh.
Oh, not that soft.
Not that
what
soft.
A whiner.
Oh, wait. Hey, don't show
don't
this
need,
on
you know,
Facebook.
Go ahead.
No,
don't,
I know.
Don't show this guy's ass
show
on
Gypsy.
Facebook.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just show, you know, let's move so, it over here.
Where
there's no bone.
Where are we at right now?
But let's have some Woo. Photos. Are we taking photos out there?
I hope so.
Photos. Here we go.
Yeah, teen, you like this, buddy?
And so, how many are we up to? Who's counting?
I'm sure there's a few in there, right?
I lost track.
I think it's about like 8.
I think because he hasn't finished reading it yet, you need to spank him with the book.
7 and 8.
The Bonobo Way. Yeah, because, you know, read it or get read by it.
Oh, she's
that was good.
Right.
Thank you, Mistress Mayhem.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
Getting movie quotes, too. This is awesome.
Wow.
Look at that little bottom getting all pink and, like, hot and red.
The Bonobo Way. He is, actually.
See, I'm kind of dark because I'm, you know, somewhat Middle Eastern. But
no, you are definitely getting as red as my cute little white bottom, like, right now.
Very red.
Like, very pinkish.
You are no longer the sweet mistress.
Right. Actually, this is kind of sweet, but from what I've seen. But, yeah, you've taken it. Like a good
like
birthday
a good
boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, let's She's hear it for Johnny
ah!
Jungle.
Yeah.
Birthday boy. And let's hear it for Mistress Erica. Oh, look at that.
Sweet.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Beautiful.
Good job, Mistress Erica.
And good job, Johnny Jungle.
That was amazing. Good for you.
Yes.
And you were so proper, and you're articulating yourself. Like, you know.
Where's your microphone?
He wasn't he?
Oh boy, you got something to look forward to, buddy.
Oh yeah,
Woo, mistress.
Yeah. We're gonna have to move right into the next half soon. I mean, yeah.
In a couple.
Yeah.
Of
how's
minutes.
Your ass feel when you're sitting down?
It's like burning a little bit, but not like it's interesting.
In a good way.
It's tingly, tingly.
Tingly.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Do you
what
think
it
you've added
like tomorrow.
A new activity to your erotic repertoire?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Very nice.
Wow. I was.
How did you enjoy spanking our birthday boy?
I loved it.
You loved
so
it.
It's a very spankable
nice?
Ass.
Thank loved
you.
It so much.
I thought it was kind of like a thin ass, usually, you know, like a bony ass. But you know, I think you know. I'm
when
glad
you
it was good.
Yeah. Wrap you your hand plump. Around, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're Donnie, in
Dr.
which case
Susie.
You have small hands. What?
Oh,
see the
yes,
sign.
Yes, I do Thank see you. That. I do. Yeah, hold this. This is your award. And this is the sweetest mistress, Erica.
Woo, 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 woo!
Yes.
Ow!
And she knows how to, you know, kind of gauge her spankings for birthday boys, even if it's their first time.
She handles the bonobo well.
All
really good.
Those threats that you received as a child were leading up to this, Johnny.
So I do want to ask, does a mistress ever get spanked?
I myself am also a switch, so...
Hey,
you know, I can take it as hard as I can.
You give it and you can take it.
Well, we're going to see right. what that might mean in the next half.
Payback.
But we are certainly running out of time for the first half. So if you want to go to the bathroom, or you could watch the fabulous Sibian ride.
Commercial.
Yeah. Unless you're on Facebook, in which case you can't watch that.
It.
Sorry.
They can listen to it.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's really nice.
Do whatever you need to do, but don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Oh, fuck! Oh.
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
You're out
Sonne les matines, ding ding dong. Princesse en français.
Oui,
oui, oui. Princesse, vas-y. Oui.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
Deep breath.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Bonoboville, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Here we are. And it's April Fool's Day night, if you're tuned in live. And, you know, a lot of people think that humor is a mark of being human, that only humans have a sense of humor. But that's not true. Bonobos
have a lot of humor.
Yes, indeed. They love to laugh. And not only do they love to laugh, but they actually make jokes. They play practical jokes on each other as well as on humans.
Humans.
Right. In fact, we had a guest on the show named Christian Bruyere, who did these documentaries about animals, including bonobos. I should say non-human animals, because we're all animals. But he was interviewing the late, great Ponbonisha bonobo, who is able to speak sign language and through computers as well as her hands, or was. She passed away, but she was not really ready to do an interview with him. He wanted her to do certain things in his documentary, and she communicated to him that she would like him to do certain things for her before she would return the favor. And this is how bonobos are, especially the females, the femdom females of Bonoboville. That you know, they go, hey,
so
you want
amazing.
Me to do something? I would like you to prove your you know, loyalty, trust.
As it should be in all, yes, everything.
Yes.
Everything.
So she directed him through sign language, right, and computer graphics to put on a gorilla suit.
You're right.
They have a gorilla, yeah, suit.
Amazing.
At the center, and she and he put on the gorilla suit, and she told him to scare the electrician that worked there, who apparently she knew.
And
she wanted him to run down a hill and just, you know, kind of go boo to this electrician dressed as a gorilla, and he did it, and she was watching through the window and laughing and pointing as though she was a director in a director's chair, just really enjoying her own movie that she made. And then he comes in, like all sheepish, takes off his gorilla suit, and she agrees to basically do the interview with him because he was
so
a
great.
Good boy.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a great story that demonstrates the femdom culture of bonobos, as well as their sense of humor, and not just their ability to laugh, but their ability to, you know, get jobs at the Comedy Store. I mean, they are funny. They make humor, and
they're like the OGs of humor because they were around before.
It's basic humor.
Basic humor.
Basic.
Primal humor.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, and tickles. Lots of tickles. All you people with tickling fetishes. That. Hey, you know, I think that goes beyond bonobos. I mean, our dogs have tickling fetishes,
I
right?
I think everybody has tickling fetish. I think, Dr. Seuss, you know, there's a few.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, speaking of bonobos, guess what, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, subbies and dominatrixes? I, the bonobo queen, am going to be giving the bonobo way of femdom power the talk at DomCon 2017.
I am so excited.
That's great.
And
so,
yes,
so
it
excited.
Is a talk. It is a lecture. It is very serious. I show, you know, footage of bonobos, and I talk about how bonobos are the femdom, most femdom apes on Earth, and what we can learn from them so that we can deal with the Trumps of the world, the common chimps and baboons, basically.
That are running around.
That are running around and running things.
Seriously, and loose, with no control.
And we're on the verge. We're on the voyage. We almost got, you know, a woman. Granted, she's not the most bonobo woman in the world, but a woman we almost got in the highest office in the land. And so I think we're kind of teetering back and forth between the bonobo way and, you know, the way of the dunce and the baboons and war and the prison industrial complex and, you know, just being mean to people, the bully way.
Right.
So got to read the bonobo way to know the bonobo way. And come to my lecture.
Gotta
where,
come to DomCon and come see the queen.
Of course, Gypsy Bonobo will be there.
I will be there.
And
I'm so
now
excited.
I gotta break the good bad news, which is that it's at 11:30 in the morning on Saturday.
She knows me well, but I don't care for you. I will get up at 5 and prepare.
Yeah, you're gonna get up at 5 and
I will
prepare.
Do what girls
we are gonna
need
do
to
that.
Do.
It's gonna
That's
be
what
done.
Makes us
and
girls.
It's actually good because that will give us time to go to the pet show and the pony show
I'm
and
so
the mistress
about that.
Picture.
I am very excited.
We get to
about
do
that.
All that, which last year we kind of missed because we were in the middle of the afternoon. We were in a leisurely time of 4 o'clock, and that made us miss everything.
Well, not this time.
So
it's
this
gonna
time, we're going to do it early.
I'm excited. You know, like I said, for these kind of things, it's like Christmas. You got to prepare. You know, you have your...
Yes, absolutely.
Your things ready the day before. DomCon is a big thing. And like I said, we have our queen speaking and giving like the best advice that we all should be listening
so
to.
You all have to be there. You've got no excuses. So you've got nothing else to do at 11:30 in the morning on Saturday.
Right. I know that I don't.
I got nothing else to do.
You can come in your sleep. If you like, you can be asleep and we'll wake you up with a book spanking, that's right, because I think some of our Dom friends will be able to make it at 11:30.
And they'll be ready.
Some of
for
them
it.
Were like, oh, I got to go to the pet show. But, you know, there's no pet show at 11:30 in the morning. There's just putting on your makeup.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. So we're so excited to see Mistress Cyan and
Yay!
Everybody. And I am a guest of honor, so, you know, I got to behave
wow.
myself,
yes,
I guess.
You are.
Or maybe I don't behave myself. And Jackie will be there, too.
Miss Jackie.
Yay, Jackie. And so we're gonna have a lot of fun. And it's
not to mention myself.
Oh yeah, Max.
And Captain Max, who makes it all happen and takes us in his magical rides to where we need to go. So thank you, Max.
Captain Max and his cat. Maybe he's going to wear leather or chaps so you can show Ooh. Your beautiful ass.
Really?
Right?
I am only dreaming.
Chaps. I want to see Max in chaps.
I do too.
he's throwing up a little bit back there. Oh my God.
It's getting exciting now.
We are excited. Okay. So what else are we? We're Fools for Love, and okay, that's also a song by Lord Huron about a guy who winds up getting beaten up by this big guy because they're fighting over a girl. Just get into the cuckold thing, guys. You know,
right.
share, be a bonobo. okay. So, yeah, and I do want to, you know, I kind of hate almost everything Mike Pence stands for, but I do want to say, hey, it's okay if you have a kinky relationship with your wife. It kind of reminds me of the Christian swingers where they say, well, you can't go to a swing party without me. So in this case, he can't go to a party with alcohol without
her. She knows what's going to happen. No, she knows what's going to happen.
She knows he's a horn dog.
This guy's
right.
a horn
right?
dog.
I guess so.
So yeah. he can't go to a fun party.
Right.
Well, no, but that's fine. You know, that's okay. Just do not legislate for any of us not being able
well,
to.
Well, let's hope not.
Stuff. Unless his
Well,
wife
but that's
is
what
there.
He does all the time. He legislates against
well, like
people's
Max
sexuality.
Says, he knows what happens. Or everybody knows what happens at, you know, undress parties, so
what
I
happens?
Think I don't care if you're a Christian, if you're an atheist,
yeah,
or who
happens?
You are.
Hey, get your finger out of my face.
Yeah, you stop that.
You know, he's got that finger business. Yeah, I don't like that.
Ooh, he's wow. so
yeah, that's a
he has to be aggressive.
I'm
being
sorry,
that
I'll
small.
Let you do it.
Sorry, Pence, but
your wife, but
you know, that's
you'll never know
when he does that. That's an uptight. That's uptight, baby.
He probably learns it from his wife. That's probably what his wife does to him every day.
He might as well be going like this, right?
He's not only worried.
I feel that he's
maybe like
addressing
that.
Liberals, in the,
liberals
with that
yes.
finger, or just women in
a
general.
Scum. They call us scum, and they call us traitors.
I've been called worse.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, me too.
Tell us about
I'll
what
be
you've
your scum any day.
Tell us your...
What'd your ex-wife call you?
Oh, jeez.
You want to tell a story about your ex-wife?
She'll sue me.
No.
Welcome to 2017.
Well, she already got the house.
He doesn't want her to get the other houses. You know?
Oh, my.
All right.
And I was supposed to laugh tonight.
All right. Well,
I didn't realize
he can't tell a story, so we gotta flog him. That's it.
He's just a bad guy.
Okay, so... Mistress Erica,
it's time
to administer the flogging because you know.
And we have to do this very elegantly. You know?
Elegantly,
of course.
Yes.
Always.
Actually, Gypsy, you sit here with me, darling, and the bad
I'm gonna get
the bad boy is going to bend over. You can actually hold his microphone while he bends over that chair.
Uh-oh.
So let's take off your clothes. If you need my assistance, I can help you.
This is good. Watch his wallet, okay?
Okay.
He will take the padding
he's going to take the padding out.
Ooh, what's going on here?
He's holding his finger like Mike Pence. But no, it's okay.
He's only talking
about his own limits, and that's okay. He's going to leave his underwear on.
I'm
going to
leave my underwear on.
And that's
on.
Okay. You can have your limits.
Because I don't want you to see my red ass.
We believe in
whatever you want consensuality.
Max is actually kind of happy about it.
That's great.
Say it again.
I said my underwear matches.
No. Just keep it on.
Oh, my. Well, aren't we little twinsies? Well, let's make your bottom match
Ooh,
my
red. He must have known.
He's ready. Yeah, okay, so what we're going to do is you got to turn.
You I'm bend the other knee, though. You can't have one knee protecting yourself. You have to trust.
Right there.
This is a trust game.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to trust.
Okay, you trust us.
Trust.
Put the both knees down. Yeah. There we go. Okay. There we go.
I don't know how...
Okay,
that
don't hold
is.
The mic. Let Gypsy hold
Here,
the microphone.
So what I'm going to tell you now is we're going to relax together. She is amazing. See right there? Does
it's
that hurt you?
Oh,
better
that doesn't. I don't
than
even feel
a
anything.
Trip to the spa. Really?
See?
It's a beautiful feeling.
See, it's a nice thing. It's not so scary.
No, it's not scary at all.
That's pretty nice. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Put some moon fend to that, girl. Hey. Come on.
See? He's asking for more.
Why not?
Oh, here comes some Florentine.
Oh, don't ask for what you can't handle.
She really heard my cries, didn't she?
Yes. You can take it.
Be nice. Let's be nice, my sweet mistress.
Whatever you give me, I'm giving you back.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. I like that. Ah, yeah.
He's smiling.
No pain, no gain in this world.
You know, that's what they say, isn't it?
It is. You know, look at them tattoos.
Mistress look Erica. At
that. So now she slapped my back and everything.
Well, you have to stick your butt out more.
Yeah
that's
so
right.
You hear?
Bend more.
No,
yeah, bend down. That way she'll hit your butt more.
Face down, ass up.
Face down, ass up. There you go.
That's the way we
ass
like
up.
To.
Arch your back.
My back is burning.
Arch your back.
All right, you get two there more bad boy whacks.
Okay.
Make them good.
If you hide your ass, she's going to get your back, so. All
right. Oh! Did you hear that? That fucking popped!
She does have a sadistic
one
smile
more.
On her face.
It's a girl.
You naughty, naughty girl. I love it. Just one Ooh. More good one.
Ooh. I feel she's winding up.
She's trying to
like
even
the
you
New
out.
New York Yankee, she's winding up for you. I'm just kidding. You're okay.
I know I am. I'm not dead yet. My heart.
Whoa.
Oh, she got my boot. That's
cool. Oh, there.
And there.
All right.
All right. Okay. Let's hear it for Mistress Erica and
All right.
Mark Hoadley. Oh, and look at that sweet hug.
It's April Fool's Day.
That's a nice bonobo thing. All right. So, yeah. Our two comedian boys, you know,
is
you
there
guys
another comedian?
Got your punishment. So
we lost one comedian, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
So
he what?
Now we give you another punishment.
Oh,
no.
He's outside.
April Fools, we give you Bonoboville communion.
All right.
Ooh. So are you ready to be an altar girl?
I'm ready to be an altar girl.
Ah.
The time's come.
Hey, would you like to take...
Thanks a lot.
You want to be her altar boy. But, okay. We were going to give you communion because it's your birthday. You would you take a microphone, please, or stop talking?
I should know this by now. I should be spanked
This
again.
One was is special because I was sitting on it.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you were, huh?
By the way, Easter is coming, so we have the Jesus Jackhammer dildo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
Jackie's excited. Yes, indeed. And when you you take it, when you allow the Jesus Jackhammer dildo to penetrate your body, you can say with all truth, this is no alternative fact, that Jesus is in me now.
Literally.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right.
Jesus.
So now, you could jockey for first position, but you're the birthday boy. Would you like to take Bonoboville communion first?
Sure.
All right. And so you, being the altar girl, select the body part.
Which
I mean,
you
can negotiate the body part that he would take it from.
Oh, he's like, am I sucking?
I'm
am I going? And so, well, she's the altar girl, so you would take it off of her.
Right.
So what part do you want to, and of course you may have the, hopefully I don't spill it everywhere this
time. This is our ritual. This is how we
This is our religion.
Celebrate. All right.
I'm down.
I'm liking it.
Spiritual.
Okay.
This is the, you were talking about pollen and pleasure. We're at the pleasure
this
part.
This is your Bonoboville communion.
So where would you like to take communion?
Your birthday communion.
I would love your right nipple if that was an option. Or around.
How do you come out?
Oh, you get what you ask
want.
For.
I know. This is so Bonobo.
No, this is just
it looks all consensual to me.
I died and went to
Bonoboville. And by the way, I said to her, you could offer any body part, but she chose
to
gladly give the birthday boy what she... What he wanted.
Oh,
so,
that's a beautiful thing.
Okay. So now, first you lick the altar in love and appreciation.
I think I can do that.
Okay. Get down. birthday boy. How's he doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. All right, he's a good sucker. Sucker born every minute, but not everyone's good at it. Okay.
It's true.
All right, that's enough. No. Okay, so now we take the nipple. Oh, the nipple is hard now.
It wasn't that hard before. I think it was hard when she popped it out.
Well, all right, I wasn't going to say that. I thought there was something accomplished. But here's some salt. This is what we call the body of Bonoboville Communion.
Wow.
And that is the salt. And now you lick the salt. Yes. Now you lick the salt. Salty nipples. Yes. Salty nipples. And now, how was he with that? Does he deserve to go to the next step? Because you always have to deserve. Or you get flogged or spanked or something. Okay, so now you lean back. No, you have to lean back against her legs. Yeah, okay. Maybe open them, yeah. Open your legs. And that's what he said, right?
Okay, no nipples on Facebook.
Yeah, you should open his shirt or something so it doesn't look quite so corporate. Yeah. I also don't want to, you know, spill. By the way, thank you, Agua de Bolivia.
Yes.
Herbal cocoa leaf liqueur.
Wow, look at that.
Because we have new bottles. For spring. Yeah. Okay. So lean back. Okay. Now, this is what we call waterboarding, waterboarding bonobo style. If all waterboarding was done like this, we'd get everybody to tell us the truth. And down the hatch. Yeah. Let's hear it for the birthday boy. Woohoo! Johnny Jungle. At the beautiful altar.
Wow, punishment has its reward.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I think that was the reward, actually. Or maybe it was the punishment. It's April Fool's.
It's hard to tell.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's not your birthday, so you get another spanking.
No, it's not.
No.
His face. That was priceless. I don't think anybody caught it as good as I did. Like, oh, no.
He's
this.
Been salivating, hoping for his opportunity. Now, are you ready for another supplicant? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are? Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, I just always have to make sure that my guests are indeed ready and consenting adults. Okay, so are you a consenting adult?
I'm a consenting adult.
All right. Oh, but first, I do need to...
And I need to...
come on over here. Get back in your position. And where is my agua? Let me hold the agua.
Here. And I would love to look at that.
You got laid on your birthday.
Wow. Woo! You don't need to go to Hawaii. Just come to Bonoboville and we'll get you laid.
Look at that.
Absolutely. You know, don't tell anyone that you haven't gotten laid in Bonoboville. Okay, because you have. Okay, right. So now... Go back to your chair.
Go back to your chair. Be a good boy.
Back to your chair. <Yeah. laughs>
Continue in the after party.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we have our visiting comedian.
Yes.
Okay. And what are we rewarding him for? I forget.
Well, you know, just because we're kind bonobos and we believe in, you know, we're not cruel creatures. And
how
we
about
believe
just
in
being here and getting flogged?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
You took a very nice beating.
You were,
we love those amateur videos.
Took a nice beating.
So
okay.
I want to see you now.
And I also like the way you whimpered when you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little crying in his voice, wasn't there? There was a little whimper.
Yes, it was.
How about being flogged?
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah. It was.
I'm a big boy now.
I was after some sympathy, and I felt that was the only way.
It's very bonobo.
Hey,
bonobo boys
always give empathy.
Get the opportunity to hang out with bonobo girls. All right, so now, yes, our gracious and lovely, sweetest mistress, Erica,
is your
altar girl for Bonoboville Communion. And you can negotiate what body part you will take communion from on her.
Well, I mean, my thoughts, and I think this is only fair, is you got the right nip. I'd like the left.
You know,
symmetry is important.
A little bit of a symmetry thing going on there.
You can't argue with that logic.
Yeah. What do you think? Is your left? Maybe your left nipple feels a little neglected. So, yeah,
you know, my left one's ready for it.
All right. So here we go. Salt, please. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so first you go over to the altar. And
watch
you kneel
Facebook
at the
spread
altar.
Spread those beautiful legs of yours.
Watch the Facebook camera.
Oh, look at him bowing before the altar.
Okay, Facebook, you're
good
not allowed to
boy.
See nipples. We're very, very sorry.
Bye-bye, Facebook.
But, you know, okay.
If you're watching at home, please try this at home.
With a consenting nipple only, okay? Don't
consenting
be waking
nipples
anybody up
only
in the middle of the night that doesn't want their nipples sucked.
Right.
Love it.
Okay.
But as you can see, this is a
very
consensual nipple.
Nice looking nipple. And,
there's an enthusiastic yes on both sides.
It looks
it's
nice.
It's enthusiastic on both sides.
This is the lovely, sweetest dom,
Mistress
Erica.
We love you, Mistress Erica.
Okay.
We love you.
So go ahead and worship the altar with your tongue. All right. Eat your heart out, ex-wife. Wherever you might be. He didn't say that. I did. I did too.
I think she likes it.
Sorry, I got excited too.
Okay. And now we sprinkle, the holy salt, which is
on that very erect
the body, on a very
altar.
Erect nipple.
And she does have very sensitive nipples, and I love it. So do I.
Yes.
Good for you, girl.
So
well, that's important information, Gypsy.
a little TMI. Sorry.
Yes, okay. Bonoboville Communion, you take the salt and give me the waterboarding.
It was worth it.
Okay, so now you will be waterboarded. Oh, you should leave that down for the waterboarding. Yes. Oh, yes.
Give them both. Symmetric.
I am going
to make them both out.
Can you? Whoops. Let's see.
Yes.
You're gonna get double lane, maybe, or triple lane.
So many always involved in Bonoboville.
Okay. Will you unravel this?
Come here. Let me be the layer. Oh,
no,
look at him. Already drop it. Oh, that's here. You just give those to me.
Here we go. All right. Turn around. And now you can tell Joe Williamson Management that you got laid in Bonoboville. Open. Okay. 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 So now here he goes back. Okay. And.
It's got a nice kick to it.
Agua. Yeah, let's hear it from Mark.
Holy.
Oh, yeah.
Our
lovely altar girl.
I like
very,
it.
Very lovely altar girl.
It tastes
girl.
Good, right?
Mistress Erica.
Hits the spot.
It sure does.
Yay.
You were a trooper. You know that?
Absolutely, I know that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the troop. Yeah,
you are
ready to
Bonobo
sign up for this army. That's right. This is waterboarding bonobo style, and this is the way we do it in the army of bonobos, you know, where we have, you know, dildos and vibrators instead of guns and ammo.
That's right. And beautiful queens instead of dumbass kings. I didn't say that.
You know,
but I didn't say that.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's okay as long as you keep something in their mouths, I think, is the important
thing. I agree.
Gag order. Right. All right, so you know what?
You got laid.
Right. He's happy. Look at that.
I'm ecstatic. I got laid finally.
And only in Bonoboville.
So
you
can work this
laid.
Into your act now.
I'll be at the Comedy Store Monday night. Hey.
Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, April 9th.
You never get laid at the Comedy Store, but you do in Bonoboville. So
anyone want to come? I'll give you free tickets.
So say that one more time. When is it?
Monday night. Doors open 8 p.m. Free tickets to the first 10 people who show up.
Wow.
Ow!
Such a deal. Brothers and sisters, you got to do it. You know?
Go there.
You know, laughter is a mental orgasm. Absolutely. So enjoy yourself. So, hey, we're already out of time. I can't believe it.
It is that time? How did it become that time so fast?
Oh, my goddess.
Time flies when you're having
time
fun.
Time flies when you're having fun.
So speaking of the goddess, let's hear it for Mistress Erica.
Yes. Hey, and I want to be, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, we've interviewed your own Jackie Blue 2 times on our radio show.
Yes. Yeah. You interviewed Jackie Blue. Where's Jackie Blue?
She was...
Jackie. Hi, Jackie. And, you know, she's the winner of most best submissive here on the Susie Awards. So, great. And you're also, aren't you in some sort of a X-rated movie or something?
I have 2 coming out.
Yeah, so what is that?
One's Rebel Sub Takedown, where I do play a sub in it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you take as a sub? Spankings?
Spankings, strap-ons, you know, it's really...
All right, we got to watch that. Okay.
It's going to be a blast, yeah.
All right, Mistress Erica. And Mistress Erica, I think, is coming back next week for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Nice. Wow! So cool!
We are silver people. I don't know how I feel about the silver thing. It sort of sounds like
I got you lassoed.
Yeah. Okay, so Mark Hoadley, check him out at the Comedy Store.
Check him out.
I'm not going to say it, the Mark of the Cobra on Twitter, because you're never on your Twitter.
No, but you can go to the website, markofthecobra.com,
Knoxville. Yeah, you got to do your Twitter, and maybe you'll get invited back for more Benevolville.
I'm on Twitter. Okay. I just...
Yeah.
Not enough.
He needs to be smacked more. That's what he needs. All right, and happy birthday, Johnny Jungle.
Yeah.
Johnny Jungle, happy birthday. Wow, you rock, man.
If you want some more of my deep thoughts, you can go to alexobed.com, OBED.
Oh, who's that guy? Okay. And let's also hear it for Gypsy Bonobo.
Oh, Gypsy, look at you.
And Captain Max, in a week.
Yes.
We're celebrating 25th.
25.
It is always, always extraordinary. It is always, always extraordinary to come into your house.
And that's no joke.
Talk to you, even if you don't like us. We love you.
And always remember, brothers and sisters, whether you're a fool for love or you've been fooled by love, sex is a comedy, not a tragedy. Mm. Really.
How true.
I mean, there could be a few tragic things that come of sex, but considering all the other kinds of tragedies in the world that far outweigh sex and love and the bonobo way, then, yeah, sex is a comedy, not a tragedy. So, you know, have a great night of fooling around.
Yeah. You know? Woo, women!
That's what April Fools is all about. Is, you know, and that's another thing that bonobos love to do, is they are the ultimate fool around kind of creatures. So enjoy your fooling around month. It's a great time. And yes, keep the momentum going that is keeping Trump sick, okay? It's working. It's working. Something we're doing is working. It's a little bit of vibe and a little bit of, you know, kind of what he calls the sleepy-eyed Democrats. He calls every Democrat he doesn't like sleepy-eyed. Well,
he's
keep those sleepy.
He deserves.
Yeah, and keep him under gag order with any implement you can find. And yes. No. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's almost masturbation month. Masturbation.
Woo!
Okay.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with
that
anyone
was
else?
Fun.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.